USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is in Surfside, Florida today, visiting the site of the collapsed condominium tower. During a meeting with local and state officials, he announced the federal government would pick up the cost of the search and rescue operations at the site.
The governor and the mayor have been completely open with me, asked whatever they've asked, I think we've been able to deliver. And I think there's more that we can do, including, I think I have the power, and we'll know shortly, that to be able to pick up 100% of the cost for the county and the state over the first 30 days.
And the chief financial officer of the Trump Organization has pled not guilty to charges stemming from an alleged tax scheme. The organization itself and the Trump Payroll Corporation have also pled not guilty. Alan Weisselberg and the two entities face 15 felony charges, including conspiracy, grand larceny, and falsifying business records. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Multiple people were injured in Los Angeles from an explosion after an illegal fireworks seizure. Lance Pry has the details.
Over a dozen people were hurt when a Los Angeles Police Department bomb squad truck was blown to smithereens during a planned detonation of illegal fireworks Wednesday night. The sudden and gigantic blast came after authorities confiscated over 5,000 pounds of illegal fireworks from a South Los Angeles home. Those injured included 9 LAPD officers, 6 civilians, and a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives officer. One person was arrested. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And British Columbia authorities say a fast-moving wildfire has destroyed nearly an entire community in the province. The village of Lydon in southeastern BC has been 90% destroyed by the fire, according to the area's Member of Parliament. Some injuries have been reported among the area's nearly 2,000 residents. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve. Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Supreme Court upheld several voting restrictions in Arizona, ruling that the measures were not racially discriminatory. The state was challenged over limits on who can return early ballots for someone else and a rule that ballots cast at the wrong precinct would not be counted. Ilya Shapiro is the vice president of the Cato Institute and director of the Robert A. Levy Center for Constitutional Studies, and he tells CBS News that the measures that were challenged are common in many other states.
The court decided that both of these provisions, as I said, which are pretty common across the country, do not violate key provision of the Voting Rights Act because they don't cause a huge burden on minorities relative to whites, because it's not an uncommon type of burden that's put in place. There's kind of a lot of factors that courts are to consider that the Supreme Court gave guidance to. But at the end of the day, they said this was kind of a common rule, that there's no showing that it was racially motivated or that has a huge or disproportionate impact on members of racial minorities.
And a day after the NCAA announced it was suspending rules that kept college athletes from profiting from their name, image, and likeness, Auburn quarterback Bo Nix has become one of the first to announce a brand sponsorship. The junior announcing a partnership with Milo Sweetie on his Instagram. The NCAA announced Wednesday they were lifting the rules governing athletes' NIL rights a day before several state laws went into effect, granting athletes the right to make money from endorsements. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.